Well, Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome everyone this morning to our weekly radio broadcast. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds shared a message titled, What Will You Give in Exchange for Your Soul? And this week, he'll be teaching out of John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, and has titled the message, Jesus is the Only Way.
John chapter 14 is a very familiar passage, I think, to all of us. Let me read some of it so you can understand this. Jesus is speaking and he says, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now, I think we all remember those passages pretty well, but sometimes verse 5 is not quite so clear to us. In verse 5, it was Thomas that said unto Jesus, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And then Jesus answers this question in a very remarkable way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As Jesus Christ is explaining to his disciples that he has a place prepared for them, and Jesus also is preparing a place for disciples today, the question arises, how do you get there? How do you get to the place where Jesus has prepared for us? This is Thomas's question. Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And it's important to know the way. You think about this. There's lots of different plans of salvation in this world today. There's thousands of different kinds of religions. And how can we really know the way? Today, there's thousands of gods. There's a lot, and it's just a very confusing thing. Jesus did state in the Sermon on the Mount that there is a broad way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And he did say that narrow and straight is the gate that leads to everlasting life, and few there be that finds it. And we're all individual people, and we desire to go to heaven when we die. We desire to see Jesus Christ. We desire to go to that place that Jesus is preparing for those that believe on him and those that follow him. But how do you get there? Remember this, folks. Today's world is not any different than any other time. Even though today there are many different ways that people would say is the correct way to get to heaven, it's not any different today than it was in days gone by. You go back and you read in the book of Exodus, for example, the Egyptians believed that they had the right way. They had many gods that they worshipped and served in those days, but then there was still the one true God, and that was the God of the Israelites that destroyed all the gods of the nation of Egypt and even destroyed the nation and brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. You think back in the times when Israel dwelt in the land of Canaan back in the Old Testament days. And there were false gods in those days that the Israelites fell for, that the Israelites worshipped, and the real God destroyed those gods and destroyed the nation of Israel and brought them into Babylonian captivity. And so it's the same thing today. There's many gods, there's many different ways, but really what Jesus answers here is still correct. In John chapter 14, in verse 6, Jesus answered this question, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus was the truth in the book of Exodus. Jesus was the truth in the book of Genesis. And Jesus is the truth to the nation of Israel, and Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. So don't be fooled. There are many supposed ways of people getting to heaven. And a lot of people would say, well, as long as you're sincere, you'll be okay. You know, I can be sincere when I'm drinking poison, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be okay. If I drink poison, even though I am sincere, I will die from the effects of that poison on this physical body. And you can rest assured that even though you're very sincere, when you believe in a false god, that false god will not take you to heaven. That false god will lead you into destruction. And there you will find everlasting damnation. It is a fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And even though there's many supposed gods today, Jesus is still the only way of salvation. Read the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, there are those that come to the Father, that is God, who is the eternal one, who have been touched or drawn by Jesus Christ. This work is done supernaturally within the soul of the individual and not by any outward work of the individual. Notice the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19. The Bible said, we love him because he first loved us. You see, in salvation, it is God who initiates salvation in the heart and in the life of the believer. It is not that the person initiates salvation within themselves. It is God's gift unto us. The Bible states very clearly that love comes from God first. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 states, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation means the method whereby we are made acceptable to God. And the method that we are made acceptable to God is Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that we might be saved. Notice in the book of John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus makes a very controversial statement when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But he doesn't end there. Jesus also says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Today, many folks preach a gospel that is completely man-oriented. It is man-designed. It is man-initiated, and it is man-fulfilled, but it is not of God. It is a completely false gospel. It is a gospel which brings confusion and every evil work. It is a gospel that believes men to believe they have the truth, when in fact, they are still blind to the truth. It is just like the nation of Israel, who thought they had the truth, but continued in their blindness. So many today think they have the truth of everlasting life when they continue in their blindness because they have a man-initiated, man-designed, man-oriented, and man-fulfilled gospel. But you see, it is God who begins this work. The true gospel of God is God-oriented. It is God-designed. It is God-initiated. It is God-fulfilled. If a person desires salvation, it is because God has put that desire within them when they hear the word of truth. Look in the book of John, chapter 6, and verse 44. Jesus said this, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. You know, that is exactly what happened to me. I was saved as a young boy But God touched me with the preaching of the Word of God, made it real to me, revealed to me that I was going to be destroyed if I did not come to the Lord. And God burdened me. God revealed to me the depth of my sins against Him, that I had no hope of being saved by any kind of work that I would do. Did that happen to you? Or did you just decide one day that you were going to be saved? Well, it didn't happen to me that way. I did not just decide one day that I was going to be saved. Jesus Christ did this work in my heart because He loved me before I loved Him. Now, I do love Him today, but I love Him only because He first loved me. What happened to you in salvation? Is your salvation what you're basing your eternity on? Is it just because you did something? Or is it because God has done something in you? Which way is it? Is it that man oriented this salvation? Is that man initiated the salvation that you claim? Or is it because God initiated this salvation and God brought you with loving kindness unto Himself and God touched you and made you alive in Him? There are many people that seek Jesus simply because of the material comforts they find in religion. But there are some that seek Jesus Christ out of the depth of the misery of their own sins, and as they see their own wickedness before God, and they understand that they must have forgiveness of sins from a most holy God who is able to forgive their sins. Salvation, you see, is a supernatural act. Salvation is what God does in the heart of the believer. It is not something that is accomplished by outward acts, rather by inward contrition, by inward repentance, by inward faith. Think about it. Which kind of salvation do you have?
You know, earlier in the message today, Pastor Reynolds mentioned that many people today feel that there are many different ways to heaven or many different ways to God. And I believe that that thought is the exact reason why the Bible gives the example of the narrow way and the broad way. Because if you picture that in your mind, I kind of envision the Broadway being a large group of people joining together and saying, you know, there's many ways to God. It all depends on what's right for you, but we're all going to the same place. It just, you know, we're all getting there a different way. But, you know, those on the Broadway, they will end up in the same place. But the Broadway doesn't lead to heaven, doesn't lead to God. The Broadway leads to hell and eternal separation from God. You know, on the other hand, the narrow way brings to mind a small group that have turned away from their own ideas and their own works and their own methods of getting to heaven and have placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, knowing that He is the only way that they can get to heaven. He is the only way. There is no other. You know, if you have more questions about this narrow way that we're talking about, feel free to contact us. You can call us and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. You can also log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. You know, and on that website, I would direct you specifically to a section called Articles. And on that section, you will find a track called How to Be Saved. And of course, you're always welcome to come and meet us personally. We are located at 124th South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We will be having services today from 10 a.m. till 12, and then also afternoon services from 4 to 5:30. And you're also welcome to come on Wednesday nights. Our services will be starting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Well, unfortunately for today, our time is up, but we do want to thank you for attending and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.